Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. In this, the eighth successful year of our glorious recovery from the Great Recession, things are really looking up for the American lower class, formerly known as middle. The unemployment rate, as calculated by the U.S. government, adjusted for inflation, seasonally adjusted, smoothed, combed, and curried, is down to a piddling 5%, which is regarded by the country club set as better than full employment because they suspect thousands of people are working against their will. Moreover, the number of able-bodied adults capable of working but not working, classified as not in the labor pool, and therefore not unemployed, and thus not included in the calculation of the unemployment rate, that number is up to only 95 million people. Things are looking so good for poor people that between 500,000 and 1 million of them are being dropped from SNAP, formerly known as the food stamp program, this year. Some 20 states are reinstating the three-month limit on benefits to adults 18 to 49 who are not disabled or raising children. Thus freed from a crippling dependency on government handouts, these poorest of the poor are doing much better now, many of them actually motivated to go out and create jobs in the field of heroin marketing, for example. Surprisingly, it turns out there's a downside to cutting food stamp benefits. It has been a serious blow to the sales of Walmart and Dollar General stores, the sector of the retail market known as the bottom feeders. In addition to the fact that the employees of these stores need food stamps to survive, witness Walmart's warm-hearted annual drive to collect canned SpaghettiOs so their employees and their families can have a Christmas dinner. It turns out that the stores also need food stamps to survive. Dollar General last week reported an 18% drop in its stock price after it reported disappointing sales and found itself in a price-cutting war with Walmart all since the food stamp cuts started to materialize. Dollar Tree reported similar problems. Cutting prices on staple items will reduce profits further, of course, but the companies hope it will allow them to hang on to their customers until things get better. As we all know, things always get better, always before the system breaks down. That rule is as inviolate as the one we all relied on in 2008, the one that said housing prices never go down. As we wait for things to get better, we cannot help but notice that they are getting worse. A Google consumer survey conducted this month found that more than 60% of all Americans, not just the lower class, have less than $1,000 in total savings. 20% of all Americans have no savings. None. Forbes, the magazine of the 1%, immediately ran a piece debunking the claim. "It's simply not true," thundered the headline. After clearing its throat for a number of paragraphs, down near the end, the article admitted that, well, yes, it was true, actually, but irrelevant. Because these people have credit cards, don't they? They'll be fine. So you see the problem. Dollar General CEO Todd Vasos said last week he has been surprised to learn that while things seem to be getting better on the surface, they are most definitely not getting better down where his customers live. He was surprised by that. There, he said, rents are expensive and rising. Home ownership is out of the question. So is health care insurance, while the costs of health care itself and medicines are skyrocketing. But Mr. Vasos knows exactly where to place the responsibility and find the hope. "Our core customer," he said proudly, "is very resilient and will figure it out over time." So, Now we know the solution. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.